Good afternoon. Mainly dry weather to start the day across interior New York and New England, with a mixture of sunshine and clouds in most areas. More cloud cover is noted off into the Catskills and north in the Adirondacks and parts of the Green Mountains. A trough of low pressure will pivot through the region today, with instability greatest where temperatures will be warmer in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and central and southern New England. This is where we see the best chance for stronger storms and heavier downpours, although we do have a risk of a few scattered showers and storms elsewhere as well during the afternoon as the trough pivots through. Most everyone will be in the middle and upper 70s for daytime highs, with some lower 70s across northern New York and New England. High pressure will continue to build in tonight with generally clear skies and lows back into the comfortable 50s. This high pressure center will be stronger than the previous ones that have moved in, and as a result, we'll see more in the way of sunshine on Thursday, a dry day with high temperatures in the middle 70s. It looks like this high will hang on and keep us dry on Friday, even as a weak impulse passes by. So with a mix of sun and clouds, we'll forecast highs in the upper 70s before we go back to mostly sunny skies on Saturday and push temperatures into the lower 80s. The next more potent disturbance will arrive on Saturday night and Sunday, with a good chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy for the second half of the weekend. Highs again will be in the lower 80s. A warmer and drier pattern the way it looks right now for the early part of next week, back into the mid 80s on Monday and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a persistent but gradually weakening upper-level ridge over the central United States will provide a continuing stretch of above-average temperatures across the northern and central plains through the middle of the week. Widespread high temperatures into the upper 90s and low triple digits are forecast again. These hot temperatures and lack of rain will likely worsen the ongoing severe to exceptional drought found throughout the region. Excessive heat warnings remain in effect. Farther west, the combination of extreme drought, gusty winds, and thunderstorms will produce fire weather concerns for the northern Great Basin and northern Rockies through tomorrow. Thunderstorms ahead of an advancing cold front entering the Pacific Northwest are likely to produce little rainfall, but lightning could reach the dehydrated terrain and spark new wildfires, with drying expected behind the modified Pacific cold front moving through the region. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 39 at Albany, Wyoming, and Antero Reservoir, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny with scattered showers and storms in the mid-80s, Boston, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with a chance of showers and highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 84 degrees. The average low, 63. The record high, 101, set in 1930, and the record low, 45, in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:36 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:27 p.m., 14 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. A few showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. A few showers and storms tonight, then clearing near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the mid-70s. A few showers and storms tonight, then clearing back into the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy,
Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, middle to upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny again Saturday, lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms on Sunday in the lower 80s. And a mix of sun and clouds for Monday and Tuesday, with both days in the mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.